Good morning. Yesterday we saw the Piskei Halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak Mordechai HaKohen Reuben, who is of the view that when it comes to an Eirusin, a Seuda can be held, when it comes to a Bar Mitzvah, likewise, a Bris Milah, a Pidyon Haben, a Sheva Brachas, a Seuda, and all of those can be held. And in addition, we can sing, but the singing cannot be accompanied by music, be it live music or recorded music during the three-week period. In addition, we also mentioned that dancing, even in the absence of the music, would be problematic, with the possible exception of the Sheva Brachas, that maybe there's a basis to be lenient and to permit dancing, but again, not with the music accompaniment, simply singing, but no musical instruments, be it live or recorded. Our question today is, how about singing out of the context of a Seudas Mitzvah? Meaning we're not at a Bar Mitzvah or Bris or something like that, and we just want to sing and leave aside Zmiras for Shabbos also. During the weekday, we just want to sing. Is that acceptable during the three-week period for an Ashkenazi or not? So Rav Reuben says that this is not very clear in the poskim. This hasn't been exhaustively analyzed. And he says that there are, in fact, a basis to argue each way. We could see a basis to permit, we can see a basis to prohibit. Nonetheless, he brings the opinions of two of the Gedolei Ador, the Stipler Rav, who was of the view that the minhag is to be machmir on this during weekday. Shabbos is a different story, and if it's a Seudas Mitzvah, it's a different story. But simply to be singing not in the context of a Seudas Mitzvah on a weekday, the Stipler said we should be machmir. And then he also brings the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who was of the view that any song, any singing that would bring us to dance would be prohibited, be it simply singing or with musical accompaniment. In other words, Me'ikar Din, there could be a basis for some singing that's not going to lead us to dance. Omnam, he continues, Shirim Shemuramamim Et Ha'adam, songs that elevate us. It's not that it will bring us to dance, but they're simply emotional songs that inspire us, but we're not going to go dancing. Mutar Min Hadin would be fundamentally permitted. However, despite the fact that it's Me'ikar Hadin permitted, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that nonetheless, Ro'oi Lihimana Gam, is that we should, it would be preferred to avoid all types of singing, even if it's not going to lead us to dancing. So that's when it comes to simply singing during the weekday. That is the view of the Baal Kilas Yaakov, said we have to be machmir, the minhag is to be machmir, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach agreed. Me'ikar Hadin says if it's going to get you to dance, don't do it for sure. And then if it's not going to get you to dance, it's simply inspiring, Me'ikar Hadin, to be okay, but one should avoid it. When it comes to the next question of hearing recorded music, not live music, but recorded music, the minhag, the clear minhag of the Olam of Ashkenazim is to be machmir, not to listen to music during the three-week period. The next question, that is a question that's often asked, is a cappella. What's a cappella? This is a choir, a group of people singing together, but without musical accompaniment. But it sounds like a musical accompaniment. Many, it's very harmonious, and they're singing together, but there's no music accompanying it. Is that permitted or not? So Rav Reuben is of the view that the singing of a cappella is included in the minhag to be machmir, just like we don't hear recorded music. So too, he says, gam bishmias kalatos im shirim. So the same thing when hearing taped music, but it's songs that are simply vocal, but there's no musical instrument, but it's meant to sound like it's real music, a cappella, in other words. He says the minhag is to be machmir as well. When it comes to simply hearing a chazen singing, for example, you have a cassette and there's no music on it, but it's a chazen that is singing. He says, afshi tachen shemin adin, it could be that me'ikar adin, there's no iser hearing a chazen who is not accompanied by music. Nonetheless, he says, ra'ui hu beis lokein lisab alava, because this is really fundamentally a time of avelus, we should avoid hearing even simply a chazen singing. And when it comes to the last issue of learning to sing, taking voice lessons, that should not be done as well during Bein HaMetzarim, and even for young children, Rav Reuben is also of the view that that should be avoided. And Emir Tshashem, we will pick up on other halachas of the 3 weeks tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.